Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in English and Korean, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Alexius or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. (1000년) 동안 이어져 왔습니다. 코리아란 이름은 고려 왕조에서 유래했는데요. 고려는 높고 아름답다는 뜻으로 한국 산수의 특징인 산과 맑은 물을 적절히 묘사한 겁니다. 한반도의 척추는 태백산맥인데요. 그곳의 웅장한 산인 백두산은 영성을 추구하는 한국인들에게 신성한 산입니다. 신비한 아름다움과 최고의 환경을 지닌 이 산은 수많은 순례자와 여행자들을 매료시킵니다.
한국은 조용한 아침의 나라로 알려져 있습니다. 자랑스러운 문화 전통을 가진 한국은 옛것과 새것이 절묘하게 어우러져 고대 왕궁과 신성한 사원들이 고층 건물 같은 초현대적인 시설들과 공존하고 있습니다.
영적인 개발에 신실하고 열렬한 한국 국민들은 깨달은 스승을 두 팔 벌려 환영했는데요. 1992년 첫 축복을 받은 뒤에 수차례나 축복을 받았습니다. 그 다음인 1993년 세계순회 강연의 일환으로 칭하이 무상사께서 서울과 부산에서 강연을 하면서 수천 명이 스승의 사랑과 평화의 메시지를 받는 기쁨을 누렸습니다. 칭하이 무상사께서는 그 후 94년과 97년에 다시 방한하셨습니다.
1997년 방한 중에 조순 서울시장은 칭하이 무상사를 만나는 영광을 얻었습니다. 그 후 1998년 5월 6일 한국 출가승들은 칭하이 무상사를 영동센터 개막식에 초대해 한국에서 국제 선호 행사를 시작했습니다. 선행사에 참가하기 위해 전 세계로부터 수천 명의 고도자들이 모여 칭하이 무상사의 생신과 어머니날의 성대한 축하 행사로 선을 마무리했습니다.
그동안 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들은 한국에서 구호 활동을 해왔는데요. 1995년과 1996년 그리고 1998년엔 2000톤의 쌀을 북한의 기아 해소를 위해 전달했습니다. 그녀는 또한 화재, 가뭄, 그리고 홍수 등의 이재민을 도왔습니다. 국제협회 회원들도 요양원과 교도소를 방문해 칭하이 무상사의 가르침을 나눴습니다.
한국에서의 강연과 인도주의 활동을 통해 칭하이 무상사는 한국 전역에 알려져 있습니다. 이제 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들이 1998년 5월 한국 영동센터에서 함께했던 담화 세상의 완전함을 가져오자에 여러분을 초대합니다.
Every time we meditate somewhere, we have a retreat somewhere when it's a cold weather, I'm always worried about you. So please take care of yourself. When I was in India, I don't have enough, I don't have possession. Just one bag. Like a handbag, you know, but a bigger one. At that time I was wearing Tibetan monk's robe. One of the old-fashioned design. And at the back I put everything in it, you know. Extra pair of clothes and chopsticks, spoon. No, I didn't have chopsticks, just spoon. And like the cup you have, yeah, a small one, wooden one. Yeah. And what else? I have some extra piece of cloth, yeah? Very thin kind of cashmere, very thin. So in case if it's cold, I cover myself. And every other necessity, all in the back, you know, so I carry it back and forth everywhere. Your passport and everything. Money, little travel check for the air ticket. And I carry it around the ashram or anywhere I go. So that's what you should do. Carry everything that you need with you in a bag. Get whatever bag that is comfortable for your size and then put the things you need inside. Don't get a cold because it's very nasty. It's not comfortable. So you meditate well, huh?
This way, you have made a lot of effort. Whoever of you made effort, you know, it bears fruit. Yeah. You feel good? You have progress? Yes. All you have to do is do it yourself. Just sit there, and then everything will come. All right. And I thank you very much, all of you, for having made such a beautiful gift to me and to God, of course. And of course I hereby representing all of the participants at this retreat, thank all the people who has worked so hard for us to have all the comfort in these days. I know it is a tremendous amount of work. Even though we could not imagine it, we know it is a lot of work. Even just to cook for a few thousands of people in such a remote area, there's a lot of things that can go wrong anytime. Like the supermarket suddenly decided to close. For example, yeah? Anything from transportation to manpower. And a lot of you have to sacrifice your precious time and energy to go in the kitchen or to be a guard in the cold weather or to clean the garbage or to even sell some of the warm stuff for the comfort of the many. Believe me, I do understand how high it is. I do understand how hard work it is to serve God. If we serve the world, it's easier. If we serve God, it's always some problem, some obstruction. It comes from nowhere. It comes when you least expect it. It comes from the person you most respected sometimes and most loved, and don't expect that things go wrong from him or from her. This will go wrong. I understand very well, because we are both doing the same work. And if the only person can understand you, it might be me. If the whole world don't understand, I do. So I thank you really from my heart. Thank you very much. And sometimes if we have too much negative inside, yeah, then the negative power work easier. Yeah, and if you're more positive, then the positive power take more control. So please be more positive each day of your life, so that your life and the life of the people around you, depending on you, because of you, become more positive and more beautiful. I thank you for everything. I wanted to tell you that for the people who has pain in any part of the body, please don't ever wash with cold water, not even 1 second. Because if you wash, even wash your hand, wash your face, the cold water still remains some in your skin, and then it sinks inside the bones, and it makes the pain terribly unbearable. Even just wash your hand, please try to wash with warm water. Okay? Please do that. And even those who don't have pain in the joints or muscle yet, try not to wash with cold water. Just wash with warm water all the time, especially in such a climate. Yeah? For those who have pain, even in warm climate, try to wash with warm, lukewarm, not cold, never ice cold water. Like this, you aggravate your painful condition, okay? And if you have pain, if you don't have any hot massage oil in your house, you can use sesame oil. Sesame oil that cooking in the kitchen is a very good remedy for you. Okay?
See you later. Just small chat to the people who just arrived. You remember? They cannot come. So I stay a few more days for them. Very difficult for the Chinese people to come here. And they cannot come on time because of some, you know, visa problem. So they just arrived. So I have to see them specially. 如果有事情问题可以问。
在观光的时候啊, 越高越舒服这种感觉对吗?
对啊越舒服就对了 不用管它高不高低不低
这不管位置啊 好谢谢
不是高低了 就是那种感觉而已 事实上没高没低了 韩国同学是很任性的 不过他们住这边就是几十个啊 那照顾几千人也是 很有才华的 因为我们很会吃啊 然后那个店啊什么都离这边很远的，啊，所以这几天他们是蛮辛苦啊，啊，我不知道他们怎么做的，真的我不知道，真的好厉害。如果换我，我不会知道怎么买菜啊，怎么煮菜啦、啊，这么多人啊，真的蛮有组织的。不过也有关吃喝玩乐的方面，他们根本没有缺任何的才华的，啊，这个照顾很清楚。 不然的吃东西你们都吃得够哈。You have enough food these days, really? 很好很好，我觉得高兴。听那个和尚那个故事什么，他死了以前呢，还想吃那个饭石榴啊，然后吃不到，就死了。嗯，刚好他刚熟，他想吃那个，结果那个徒弟太慢了，反应很慢，啊，来不及拆给他吃。不是那个徒弟，也许他自己也想吃。 那个和尚吃了就还想留恋那个巴拉嘛，就很喜欢吃啊，一喜欢就变那个虫啊，嗯，饭石榴虫，嗯，然后跑到弟子那个里面，想把那个巴拉在吃，嗯，好恐怖啊！我们那个念头啊，很强烈啊，要什么就有什么，不过不是对我们好的。 你们真的做事有时候没头没脑啊，真的，就是很那个习惯了，懂不懂？做下去，嗯，有规矩也是很好的东西啊，不过太规矩就会死板。
手边太硬啊，啊，没有活泼的精神，没灵活，不大好。是每个国家都有他特别的那种精神哈，那种国家的精神啊。然后每个人都有，当然个人的精神。然后每个乡啊，每个村啊，又有那边乡的村的精神，差一点点。所以不同的人就住在一样的地方，这样子。同样的精神的人会住在差不多同样的地方，所以我们自己都是为了我们自己的四周围，还有我们的国家，还有我们的家族啊，还有我们的那种那种性命啊，都有负责任的，都有关系的，也不能全部怪别人，知道了哈。不过现在因为我们修行了，所以我们就会突破那种定业那个缘见了啊，我们可以破过去，所以才脱离它。不然的话，又再来，又再来，又再来，又活同样的地方，想同样的事情，做同样的工作，类似的。比方说，以前你就卖牛嘛，啊，养牛然后卖，然后现在再回来，因为牛没有了，就卖车子。比方说这样子，你懂吗？以前呢，比方说骑马啊，出去啊打仗啊，这次会骑那种骑帛啊那些啊，然后以前是用剑打仗的，现在会用枪，比方说这样，类似，生生世世来来去去都这样子，都找同样的情况、同样的气氛、同样的事业，那同样的那个陪伴的人，所以脱不掉，习惯难改。所以我们才要修行，要把那个过去断掉，才可以重新开始，重新认识我们自己真正的本人。Okay, please be humble and be sincere. Whatever you can do, you do it yourself as best. And if whatever you cannot do, you delegate.Okay?
Yes.
Don't try to take care of everything yourself, and then you cannot do anything.
Okay.
So you try to be balanced, understand? Or whoever the contact person here, try to balance. Yeah? And then help each other. That's the problem with many of us. You don't integrate. You don't make people feel you're one with them. See, when I come here, I wear Korean dress too. I don't wear it every day, but in special occasion, I do that. It's not that easy to walk in this stuff, you know, but a lot of people are happy about it. That's the problem. And yesterday, I especially instruct everybody have to wear traditional dress. Not even Korean, but just to look like them. You know, because most of tradition dress look like colorful and romantic and rainbow, you know, happy, happy and festive. But what I mean is, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly. Do it 100%. Like you want it old-fashioned, then do it all old-fashioned.It's just when we do something, we do it to perfection. We have to bring perfection into this world. And don't expect perfection anywhere else in heaven. Why do we just stay here and wait until we go to heaven to enjoy? Why don't we do it here? Why don't we make it into heaven? That's the idea, you know? This idea of liberation in this lifetime. It's the idea of heaven on earth too. We make it as much as we can.I especially allow people to go to my house because it's a very nice road. It's, you know, take it down and then it looks like ancient times. Very nice. It's ancient and I like it. I like this type of simple life. And so it just matched perfect with the ceremony, you know, the old-fashioned way, romantic way and simple way. I like it so much. You like fairy tale. You like this kind of thing. Don't you? I do it for you.I don't need it. I do it. I am happy because I know you'll be happy. You like this type of atmosphere. Huh? It's rare in the world that people have this kind anymore. The princes run around in jeans nowadays. If there is any princess left. Right? And even then, you know, sometimes they also wear beautiful traditional clothes. Yeah? For the public eyes. Nothing wrong with that.We pay a lot of money to go to movies and theater just to relive this kind of atmosphere, just to live in the make-believe world, in a more satisfying world.
where everything will go according to we like it. You know, the good one at the end will win, things like that, you know? And all the beautiful people are protected and loved and graceful the way they should be. I wanted to be perfect for you yesterday. So sometimes we don't have to always be the extreme, right? Because of course, when we wear this kind of clothes every day, we can't work. But once we do it, then we do it wholeheartedly, 100%. And for everybody, better always to live in peace and to make peace. We are positive already. We're loving, we give the neighbors all the food and celebration, cake and everything. Just do our best. Always want peace and work for toward peace. I forgot to tell you something. Yesterday, I told you not to wash in cold water if you have rheumatism, yeah? Or at all in winter. It's also okay. When I was much younger, it's okay. I remember I told you I was in the Himalaya, in the top of the, you know, in the place where the Ganges River originated. It's very high and very cold, where the ice melts and become the Ganges River, the top of the Ganges, the source of the Ganges, and it's very cold. And the air is very thin, very difficult to cook with wood. The people there, they cook with gas, they bring gas up, but they have to carry, you know, like labor. There's nothing, no car, and there's no hot water. There is if you patient and buy it, you know, but very rare. So I bath in ice water, you know, the water just melts from the ice in the Ganges River. I told you already, didn't I? It was okay with me. And I don't even have a hair dryer to blow dry, and that's why my hair got long, up to the waist. And it was okay. So maybe it's not the cold water, it's just your problem. If you have rheumatism, don't wash in cold water. And if you have to, wash it quickly and dry it completely. Don't let the water stain on the sleeve or on your collar. That's where your pain comes from, because it's long lasting. If the water stain here and it keeps cold a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, don't let it stain in your sleeve and your collar, yeah? Because it will stay cold very long time, become icy. When you sit, the ice just keep put in here and one nerve or something, and that's very terrible. And one more thing, if you have very painful, then you put hot pack on over there, yeah? Or take a hot shower and concentrate the water there for a while, huh? And then immediately wrap up afterwards and keep warm. And of course, massage oil if you have. Your gula cũng được nữa. Thì nóng nóng quá được rồi. Okay, bye bye.
Today, 스승과 제자 사이를 시청해 주셔서 감사합니다. 내일 방영될 보상을 바라지 말고 베풀자도 시청 바랍니다. 곧이어 주목할 뉴스 뒤 사랑스러운 삶의 터전 지구가 방영됩니다. 계속 스프림 마스터 텔레비전을 시청해 주십시오. 매일 여러분께 기쁨과 평화가 넘치기를 기원합니다.
We thank you for your company on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for doing a favor without asking for reward. Planet Earth, our loving home, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Spring Master Television. We wish you an abundance of joy and peace every day.